for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the WABC Early News. Hopefully you are somewhere safe and dry. I'm Frank Morano.
I'm Juliet Huddy. Let's get right to the weather situation. We've got a flash flood warning. And obviously, if you were just waking up, if you were lucky enough to sleep through the weather, congratulations. You probably didn't get a good night's sleep if you weren't. There are tons and tons of weather stories that we have to get to today. But for the most part, we're looking at, compared to yesterday, a very, very nice day. Today, things are going to start to smooth down a little bit as far as the chaos goes. We'll have a shower possibly early in the morning, some clouds. And those will give away generally to sunny skies for the afternoon and a high of about 70. So it's turning into actually a really nice day, although we will have fairly significant humidity. Tonight we're going to clear up and we'll get down to about a low of 59 degrees. Tomorrow looks like a beautiful day, mostly sunny skies with a high of 72. Saturday we're looking at complete sun, absolutely beautiful day with a high of 76 degrees. And on Sunday, we're getting back into the low 70s, and we should see some showers moving in at some point on Sunday. Those showers continue into the evening and clear up by Monday afternoon. Currently, the temperature in New York City is 62 degrees. And again, there is a flash flood warning in parts of our area. It's going to be lasting until about 6:30 this morning. So just be very careful if you're out on the road.
And devastating damage is being reported after a tornado touched down in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Multiple homes have been reported to be damaged, some even destroyed, after a twister touched down in Mulika Hill last night, hitting with the remnants of Hurricane Ida. It's not clear how many homes were caught up in the weather event, and no injuries have been reported yet. At least one other tornado was believed to have been spotted in the Garden State yesterday during this wild weather.
Yeah, New York City subway stations were also, many of them, submerged in water last night. We had the flash flooding, and those turned those platforms into basically just lakes. It was pretty insane. Obviously, it's a very old system, centuries old. So the remains of Hurricane Ida left a path of destruction in New Jersey. It tore a home, actually several homes, to pieces. And then it swept into the city. Apartments were flooded. Streets turned into rivers. The Cross Bronx Expressway was a disaster. We're going to hear from Joe Nolan momentarily. But at least a half a dozen subway trains were stuck between stations. They were evacuated, and service was very, very limited. We looked at about 6 inches of rain in the city in just a matter of hours.
Well, speaking of Joe Nolan, was actually kind enough to cut back on his vacation and come back early just to be part of the coverage that we're doing for this aftermath of this storm. Joe, it's good to talk with you again. Sorry you had to cut your vacation short.
Well, you know what? There are times that you need to be here, you know?
Wow.
And this is one. This is definitely one of them. And the list of roads that are closed is just unbelievable, but even more so, the following subway lines are completely suspended. The 3, the 5, the C, the E, the B, the M, G, R, Z, and W in all 3 of the S lines. Parts suspended. 1, 2, 4, 6, A, D, F, N, and Q. And then there are delays on the 7, the L, the R, and the Staten Island Rapid Transit. There is no Metro North this morning. There is no New Jersey Transit commuter railroads this morning. Long Island Railroad is partially suspended on all lines. It's like a blizzard. Now, again, you got debris all over the place, abandoned cars just about everywhere. Closures, full closures on the New England Thruway in Westchester on 287, Bronx River Parkway, Cross County, Hutch, Sawmill, on the New York State Thruway in New Jersey, 78 eastbound between 13 and 15, a jackknife tractor trailer, and a full closure from 49 to the Parkway. The Garden State Parkway is closed, 145 to 147. Now, in the city, Cross Bronx is shut down, White Plains Road to the Bronx River Parkway, the outbound Grand Central at the BQE flooding 2 lanes out, inbound on the LIA at Springfield Boulevard. You get the idea. No matter where you go, you're going to run into full closures in New Jersey. Parts of 35, 36, 37, Route 22 in a bunch of spots. Same thing on Route 46. Anywhere, and not even just the Frank and Juliet, normally when this stuff happens, you'd say, well, you know, there's a river there or a stream there. It doesn't really necessarily have anything to do with that. It's just there was so much rain that came down the sewers couldn't handle it. And that's what we have this morning. We have full closures in tons of places. And alternate side again today is actually, I'm kind of surprised. It's in effect. I figured they suspend it, but alternate side is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Okay, Joe, we'll check back with you momentarily. Also, wanted to tell you, we already are getting reports of deaths. Four people were killed in New York City overnight because they became trapped in their basements. Obviously, the remnants of Hurricane Ida caused, as Joe was saying and as we've been saying, flash floods in the area. And essentially, those floods surged into people's apartments, into their basements as they were inside. A 66-year-old Brooklyn man was discovered dead in his basement. He was in Cypress Hills around 12:35 a.m. He was discovered. A woman in her 40s was found dead at about 1 a.m. in her apartment on Grand Central Parkway near Horace Harding Expressway. And then a 22-year-old man and a 45-year-old woman, they were both found dead in the basement of their home on 183rd Street in Jamaica, Queens. Horrible.
And I want to remind folks that if they're going to clean out a flooded basement or something like that, make sure that the electricity to the basement is not on at the time that you do that, because there's a very good chance that that water could be electrified and it could be disastrous for you. So better to be safe rather than get rid of the water quickly, which we're all concerned about. Federal prosecutors say those arrested in January's Capitol attack committed about 1,000 assaults on officers. Court documents show 2,900 police body camera videos as evidence. Prosecutors expect to upload 7,000 hours of footage in the next 4 weeks. More than 600 people have been charged so far, and investigators are still searching for dozens of suspects. About 140 police officers were injured during the riot.
Well, Biden is bombing. A new poll shows the president's approval rating is in the gutter at just 47%. What's more, a massive 61% of those polled think he blew the Afghanistan withdrawal. 61%. Experts say his picking and choosing of what to take credit for and what to use as fodder to blame others during his recent speeches has left folks on both sides of the aisle with a very bad taste in their mouth.
The World Health Organization is calling on countries to pause their COVID booster shots through September. Officials argue a third dose should wait until more people receive a first dose. While the U.S. is nearly 53% vaccinated, the WHO says some lower-income nations in Africa are barely at 2%. President Biden addressed this recently, arguing he can help America and other parts of the world at the same time.
Some unnerving news for you on the Afghan front. We're getting a clearer picture of just exactly how tricked out the Taliban is now that the Afghan army essentially surrendered, leaving hundreds of millions of dollars in U.S. donated equipment. Jihadists have reportedly seized air bases across the country and are gleefully displaying their wares that used to be our wares for the world to see. And they're actively trying to recruit pilots to fly some of these aircraft. We're talking about Black Hawk choppers. Of course, there are weapons, even a Hercules transport jet. In fact, experts say the group may have as many as 48 aircraft, more than a third of NATO's member states, including Albania, Bosnia, Estonia, Iceland, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, and Montenegro, also North Macedonia and Slovenia. The Taliban now apparently more tricked out with the equipment than those countries.
A gunman accused of opening fire in a North Carolina school is in custody. People believe he's a student who killed a fellow classmate yesterday in the city of Winston-Salem. No word yet on a motive. This is the second school shooting this week in the state. Another student was injured in Wilmington on Monday.
Britain's broadcasting bad boy has reason to gloat this morning. Piers Morgan was kicked off the job a few months back, as you know, after attacking royal rebels Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. But regulating officials in the UK announced Wednesday that Morgan has been cleared of any real wrongdoing, saying restricting his views would be, quote, a chilling restriction on free expression. Morgan ripped into Meghan Markle in particular during his on-air rant on the Good Morning Britain TV show, accusing her of lying about having thoughts of suicide. Not one to hold back, Morgan reacted quickly to Wednesday's announcement. He doubled down on his comments about Meghan Markle by once again calling the Duchess a, quote, demonstrable liar, and attacked the ITV network for, quote, surrendering to the woke mob. And in his always salty column in the UK's Daily Mail, he asked for his job back.
Rocker Marilyn Manson is pleading not guilty in a New Hampshire assault case. Arraignment had been scheduled for today, but the singer's attorney waived that and entered a plea on his behalf. Manson is accused of spitting on a photographer at his concert in 2019. He surrendered to Los Angeles police in July and was released shortly after. He's due back in court in December.
And the history rich land of the Scots is going all progressive on us. Inspired by the pandemic, Scotland has been testing out a 4-day work week, and it seems to be working. Employees don't lose pay. They work a little longer on those 4 days, obviously. Locals are looking at this like this. The pandemic forced us to take some unprecedented steps that we had thought about, but we probably wouldn't have taken so soon. And again, it's working. 8 out of 10 Scots say they like it. And what's more, the majority said they really believe it's boosting the country's productivity and also the country's overall well-being in general. It's a scheme other nations around the world are definitely going to be keeping an eye on, I have a feeling.
All right, with all this news of terrorism, storms, and controversial Supreme Court decisions, finally some good news. Seinfeld is coming to Netflix. The sitcom originally aired from 1989 until 1998 on NBC and won 10 Emmy Awards during its runtime. The streaming giant says it's thrilled to give the show a home and help grow their fan base. All 180 episodes will be available starting October 1st.
Well, the Supreme Court declined to block the Texas law that outlaws abortion. Excuse me, after 6 weeks. This was a huge thing. Social media lit up like a Christmas tree Wednesday as news that that Texas law had gone into effect. The law would prohibit abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which is usually around 6 weeks. And by the way, if you think about it, that's typically before most women even know they're pregnant. Experts say the controversial new law would rule out 85% of abortions in Texas. If it passes legal challenges, which it didn't, the law would be the most dramatic restriction on abortion rights since 1973's landmark Roe versus Wade decision.
5:15, let's get a look at sports with Matt Sapienza.
Thanks, Frank. And now here we go with your Peerless Boilers Sports Report. The Mets are looking to continue their winning streak against Miami Marlins tonight at 7 down at Citi Field. Good thing they didn't play yesterday. The Yankees did, but they didn't have anything to worry about because they were in Anaheim, California. The Sunshine May brought the Bronx Bombers good luck, though, because they snapped their 4-game losing streak with a 4-1 victory over the LA Angels. Gerrit Cole racked up a season-high 15 strikeouts over 7 excellent innings to earn his AL-leading 14th victory. Aaron Judge hit his 30th homer of the season, and Luke Voit hit a two-run single for the Yankees, who won 13 straight before their skid. Cole extended his career-best scoreless streak to 21 2/3 innings before David Fletcher delivered an RBI double in the sixth for the Angels, whose 3-game winning streak ended. Shohei Ohtani struck out 3 times against Cole. This report's brought to you by Peerless Boilers. They do make America's best boilers. You can check them out at peerlessboilers.com. With sports at 15 and 45, I'm Matt Sapienza, WABC Sports. Back to you guys.
5:17, it is going to be a mess commuting today. The travel ban is now officially over, but there is still a travel advisory that's in effect. Here to tell you all about that and a whole lot more, here's Joe Nolan.
Well, the thing is that, I never tell people this, ever, even in blizzards and everything else, but, if you don't have to go into work today, don't. If you don't have to go to the office, don't. And many of you haven't been anyway, but, again, if you don't have to go in, that's definitely the advice I'd give you today. There's abandoned cars, debris just about everywhere. Major roadways around the area shut down completely. 287 in Westchester, New York State Thruway, New England Thruway, Bronx River Parkway, the Cross County, the Hutch, the Sawmill. 78 eastbound, 2 lanes are out between 13 and 15, and then all lanes are closed between 49 and the Garden State Parkway. Parkway also shut down just north of 280. If you're on the Cross Bronx, the Grand Central, the LIE, the Deegan, the West Shore, all of those are closed in spots. But again, the most impressive thing is what this has done to mass transit. There is no Metro North. There is no New Jersey Transit. Parts of the Long Island Railroad are suspended. And also many subway lines, the 3, the 5, the C, the B, the E, the M, the G, the J, the Z, and the W, all 3 S lines, and then partially suspended on the 1, the 2, the 4, the 6, the A, D, F, N, and Q. And again, alternate side is in effect today, so in the middle of all this, you got to get out there and move your car. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe. We have yet another slap on the wrist of the unvaccinated. You can't come into certain places around the country, and now you cannot travel to certain places in Europe. We're going to talk about that in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, also on this day coming up.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
5:20. Let's look at what's happening on Wall Street. The opening bell rings this morning after stocks ended the first trading day of September in mixed territory. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 48, the S&P 500 gained a point, and the NASDAQ jumped up 50 points. The weekly jobless report and the nation's trade balance for July lead off today's economic reports. Analysts forecast 340,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits this week. Trade experts see the U.S. trade deficit narrowing to $70 billion. Both of those reports are due at 8:30 this morning. Both of those reports, factory orders for July, will be out at 10 o'clock this morning. Analysts are expecting to see a 0.2% increase over June. And finally, a majority of U.S. employers are planning to make being vaccinated for the coronavirus a requirement before the year is over. That's according to a new poll by Willis Towers Watson, which found 52% of companies could have at least one mandate in place for workers. Roughly one in five businesses already have requirements set up. Amtrak, Google, and the Walt Disney Company are among those with some sort of shot mandate in place. Juliet.
All right. Thank you very much, Frank. Getting back to some of the big news of the day and some interesting stories of the day. It is great to be a celebrity. You're rich, you're famous, you're probably pretty powerful. You can influence all sorts of people, and that's precisely why the Chinese government is cracking down on its top stars. The Communist Party there says these people are heroes. No, they're social tumors. And they're bringing too much Western-based influence into the country. They're starting to act a little bit too much like the Jennifer Anistons and the Brad Pitts. And one actress in particular, very famous actress in China, was fined $46 million for quote-unquote tax evasion recently. It's not clear that she actually broke any laws. That's the point. A pop singing superstar had her social media accounts and work scrubbed from the internet and streaming sites. Experts say it's kind of like a new version of Mao's Cultural Revolution.
Well, COVID-19 vaccine requirements are continuing to have an impact in the sports world. Washington Nationals Vice President Bob Boone has resigned from his position because he did not want to follow the organization's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all non-uniformed employees. The 73-year-old Boone has been with the Nationals since 2005. Boone was a catcher with the Phillies, Angels, and Royals from 1972 to 1990 and made four All-Star games in his career. He's the father of former Major League Baseball players Aaron Boone and Brett Boone.
The lawyers for Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz say that his client is being unfairly treated, or they feel that he will be unfairly treated if he's referred to as the killer during his trial, and if the murder of 17 people, including mostly young school kids, should not be referred to as the massacre because, again, he feels the lawyer, and I'm sure Mr. Cruz also agrees, that they are prejudicial references. They accuse, of course, this is the school shooter that shot all those people down in Fort Lauderdale. And yes, he would like the terms massacre and killer to be expunged from the record in the trial.
Auctioneers in France are preparing for a Jurassic-sized sale this fall. The skeleton of the world's biggest triceratops will be up for grabs in October in Paris and is expected to fetch up to $1.7 million. Known as Big John, the herbivore's skull measures more than 8 feet long, more than 6 feet wide. Its two biggest horns are also more than 3.5 feet long. Big John was discovered in South Dakota in 2014.
A sickening find at a place in a location in Russia where they're doing a dig. Some might find hard to hear about. It's just a warning. Workers digging at a known site of a Nazi death camp in Russia made a gruesome discovery. Archaeologists on site say they were horrified by the depravity and the barbarity of the killings. of 3,500 people. They found their skeletons. They were executed in a mass genocide grave in the town of Salsk, which is just east of Rostov. The town was on the route to the that the Nazis took to Stalingrad during the years 1942 to 43, but that's not the worst of it. The diggers say that they've unearthed skeletons of dozens of children as young as newborns. Some were shot, others died from blows to the head with a boot or a fist, or they were smashed against the clay of the quarry, according to those on site. In one area, archaeologists found 60 sets of human remains, 16 women, 19 children, from the late teens down to 2 years old. Salsk was a key site on the railway serving what was Stalingrad, but is now Volgograd.
New York City is bolstering its efforts to get school-age children vaccinated against COVID-19. The Department of Education says pop-up vaccine clinics will be at every public school building that serves children 12 and up. The week-long initiative is part of the city's Vax to School campaign. Kids head back to school on September 13th and can roll up their sleeves as long as a parent or guardian gives consent.
Another COVID strain to warn you about. This one is called the, I don't know how they're pronouncing it. I've heard it twice, two different ways. Mu or Mu. It's M, excuse me, MU. Experts say it's possibly more resistant to vaccines and, like the Delta variant, it could be more infectious. The World Health Organization has been tracking this strain and they say it's still pretty new, so they need to do some more studies on it. But it reportedly originated in Colombia. The country of Colombia back in January and started spreading quickly. Last count, there are now several hundred cases here in the U.S.
Let's just give up. We're never going to stay ahead of all these strains, right? Just give up. Enjoy the ride.
Or just go get vaccinated.
Yeah. The New York State Legislature votes in favor of extending an eviction moratorium for tenants financially crippled by COVID-19. The moratorium will remain in effect until January 15th, 2022, with money also going towards education campaigns about rental assistance programs and payout claims. $25 million will also be allocated for people fighting evictions.
And the man who assaulted a TV reporter live on air earlier this week is in big trouble. MSNBC correspondent Shaquille Brewster was in the middle of his live shot down in Gulfport, Mississippi, covering Hurricane Ida, when out of the blue, a guy in a white Ford F-150 pulls up, gets out, runs up to Brewster, getting in his face, pushing him in the chest, and threatening him about telling the truth. Clearly, not a fan of the network. Now police are on the hunt for the guy. Benjamin Eugene Dagley is his name. He's facing multiple charges, including assault and possibly violating probation. Apparently, he got in trouble back in Ohio for, get this, breaking into an electroplating company that he'd previously owned and drilling holes in chemical tanks, actually sending a security guard to the hospital. Dagley pleaded guilty to vandalism, inducing panic, and attempted assault. And again, police are on the lookout for that F-150, and Dagley himself sounds like a real winner.
Yeah, I have no doubt the guy's a couple of aces short of a full deck. But what exactly is the assault that they're alleging that he carried out on the reporter?
Well, he pushed this reporter.
Oh, he pushed him.
You know, got in his face and was grabbing him by the chest. Mm. I'd press charges.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I didn't realize he actually pushed him. That's wild. 527, let's get a look at traffic and transit on the sevens this very, very difficult, treacherous morning with Joe Nolan. Hello, Joe.
Well, you know what, guys? I think the best thing for you to do if you're out there this morning is to turn around and go home. It is absolutely horrendous as you travel around. Bronx River Parkway, Cross County, Hotch Sawmill, all shut down. 287 on the eastbound side, right at 195. The New York State Thruway closed for flooding both ways between 12 and 13. New England Thruway southbound between 19B and 8B. There's debris. You have problems with abandoned vehicles all over the place from last night. Eastbound on 78, jackknife tractor trailer between exits 13 and 15. Then a full closure between 49 and the Garden State Parkway. We have full closures on the Deegan, on the West Shore Expressway, on the Cross Bronx Expressway, on the inbound side of the LIA at Springfield Boulevard. Two lanes are out. Full closures on 46 and 22, and 1 and 9, 206, 35, 36, 37 in New Jersey. Jersey Transit, no service. Metro North, no service. Extremely limited service on the Long Island Railroad and nothing between Jamaica and Atlantic Avenue. Suspended service transit authority, the 3, the B, the C, the E, the G, the M, the J, the W, and the Z. Partially suspended on the 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, A, D, F, N, and Q. And alternate side of the street parking rules again today are going to be in effect. And this report is a service of Anthem Blue. Anthem Blue and Blue Cross and Heart of America are helping schools across the country increase their access to healthy food. Learn more, empireblue.com/NY Liberty. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe. Yep. More trouble for the unvaccinated when it comes to traveling overseas, and a Mediterranean hotspot that is always at the top of the list when it comes to the best water, the best bathing water, like the best beaches, is about to be awashed in oil, an oil slick, which is horrible news. Also, an update on something happening in Vegas that I think a lot of you will be very interested in hearing about, including Frank, and more information on the Scarlet Lady and Valiant Lady, Virgin Voyages, new cruise ships. Say there have been new announcements about these two ships coming up.
Good morning, I'm Deborah Valentine. U.S. Supreme Court has voted 5-4 to let a restrictive Texas abortion law stand. It bans abortions when a fetal heartbeat can be detected about 6 weeks of gestation. At least six deaths reported in the tri-state area as the remnants of Ida tore through. An unconfirmed twister reported in Mullica Hill, New Jersey. Fox's 29 Jennifer Joyce reports from that area.
This is essentially the damage that you would see if explosives went off inside the home. We just see items, debris everywhere.
No deaths or serious injuries are reported in Mullica Hill. Record rainfall in New York City. Stranded motorists shut down subways and caused suspensions for the MTA and LIRR. New York City's state of emergency limiting travel just lifted at 5 a.m. Flights had to be suspended at Newark Liberty International as water invaded the airport. And for the first time, the National Weather Service issued a rare flash flood emergency for 9.1 million New Yorkers. Three dead in Queens, one in Brooklyn due to flooding. The New York State Legislature has extended an eviction moratorium in the state. That's your 77-second WABC News update. Juliet will have your forecast from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Right now, we have a reading of 60 degrees, cloudy skies. I'm Deborah Valentine.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Thank you very much. I forgot your name, announcer guy, man.
Jim Merkel.
Jim, thank you very much. On this day, September 2nd, 31 BC, the legendary Battle of Actium takes place. This was a naval battle off the coast of western Greece in the Ionian Sea between Octavian on one side and Mark Antony and Cleopatra on the other. Octavian's forces were able to demolish Antony's pretty quick, who was only able to get away because Cleopatra's fleet waited for him. The lovers, you know, Antony and Cleopatra, they had a thing going. They were able to escape, but they were relentlessly hunted by Octavian for another year. And when he finally caught up with them in Alexandria, the couple together committed suicide. How romantic. Octavian became known as Augustus, and historians say his rise was the end of the Roman Republic and the start of the Roman Empire.
How romantic, you said? Terrible.
I'm just joking.
Okay. In the year...
Use that as a clip later on today.
I don't pick the clips, just for the record. On this day in 1666, the Great Fire of London began. One-third of London was destroyed, and about 100,000 people were made homeless.
Yeah, it started around 2 a.m. at a bakery on a tiny street just north of the Thames and London Bridge called Pudding Lane. And, 80% of the city was gone. You can actually visit the area now, and you can see this massive monument built by Christopher Wren, who was, of course, the famed architect of that time, who helped rebuild, I think, something like 50-something churches in the city and some of the most iconic buildings, including St. Paul's Cathedral. He is, like, considered the mastermind of the rebuilding of St. Paul's Cathedral, where Prince Charles and Lady Diana were married and where Wren is buried.
On this day in 1789, the United States Treasury Department was organized by an act of Congress. The first Secretary of Treasury was Alexander Hamilton.
On this day, September 2nd, 1792, the time known as the Terror begins in France with the September Massacres. It was a series of mass killings across Paris by mobs bent on ending royal rule. The killings began on the 2nd, and they lasted through September 6th, so just like 4 days. By the end, half the prison population of Paris had been violently tortured and executed, including royalists and political prisoners, but also, you know, just your run-of-the-mill criminal, women, children. About 16% were Catholic priests.
On this day in 1944, U.S. Navy pilot and future president George Bush was shot down by the Japanese following a bombing run. His two crew members on the run were killed. Bush was then rescued by a United States submarine.
On this day in 1944, Anne Frank, a young girl guilty of nothing except being Jewish, is sent to Auschwitz concentration camp in Poland after her family and another family are found hiding from the Nazis at a home in Amsterdam. They had spent 2 years hiding in there. They had never had a breath of fresh air in those 2 years. Later, she and her sister were moved to Bergen-Belsen, which is another camp in northern Germany, where witnesses say they died a few months later in February 1945. First, the sister Margot apparently was so sick she fell off her bed and died. And then the next day, Anne died. They believe it was from typhoid, but that's a theory. The deaths just 2 months before the camp was liberated by British soldiers in April of 1945.
On this day, also in 1945, President Harry Truman proclaimed this day as Victory Over Japan Day, VJ Day. That's because the official ratification of the Japanese surrender to the Allies was made aboard, you guessed it, the USS Missouri in Japan's Tokyo Bay. The war lasted 6 years and one day.
And that is what happened on this day, September 2nd, in history.
It certainly is. All right. Quite a bit of other news in the present day. We are seeing, obviously, a lot of weather-related news, but so much more beyond that as well, and so much other ramifications to that.
Well, I also have an update on the Jeopardy saga, too, that we can get to.
Well, let's hear about that.
Well, I think Alex Trebek would be rolling over in his grave if he knew how screwed up things have become behind the scenes at the beloved game show. So we told you about the executive producer turned host, turned just executive producer again, Mike Richards, and how he was canned earlier this week, or he quote-unquote left the show. That means he was fired. That news prompted one of the show's most successful contestants to throw some shade. James Holzhauer went on a record-breaking 32-game streak back in 2019. You remember this guy, making him the second-highest earner behind Ken Jennings. So after hearing the news of Mike Richards' demise, Holzhauer tweeted a clip from the Wizard of Oz, the Ding Dong the Witch is Dead scene. And now we're hearing even more scandalous tidbits. TMZ reporting that LeVar Burton, despite being a fan favorite, was reportedly never seriously considered as a full-time replacement for Trebek. The celebrity gossip site reporting producers at Sony were laser-focused on actress Mayim Bialik or Richards and no one else.
5:37, if traffic was a category on Jeopardy, this gentleman would clean up. That's Joe Nolan back from vacation in order to bring you all the latest on your commute to work today.
Yeah, just, like I said before, one of the kind of days you got to be here. You know, I mean, just can't not be here.
You're a trooper.
On 287 eastbound, the ramp to I-95 is going to be closed. Bronx River Parkway, Cross County, Hutch Sawmill, all of that shut down both ways on the New York State Thruway. All lanes are closed because of flooding New England Thruway. 19B to 18, that also shut down. Just watching some of the video that's out there, one of the biggest problems you're going to have today is navigating all of these abandoned vehicles. They're everywhere. So that's going to be another issue. And on top of all this, when the water has gone down in most cases, and now you've got all the debris and mud and trees and everything else that's down, you have a full closure on the Deegan both ways at Van Cortlandt Park. And we're going to get to the subways here now, the suspensions on the 3, the B, the C, the E, G, M, J, Z, and W, partially suspended on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, A, D, F, N, and Q. There's no Port Washington on the Long Island Railroad. Everything else westbound, extremely limited. There is no eastbound service, and everything is suspended from Jamaica to Atlantic Terminal. No Metro North, no New Jersey Transit. New Jersey Transit buses are running, but they have a 60-minute delay, and alternate siding in today is in effect with traffic on the 7s. I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe. Yep. And again, you're a trooper for coming in. We really appreciate that.
Problem.
I think it's amazing, amazing work
absolutely.
That you have.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. We know a little more about the guy who violently attacked a Rikers correction officer earlier this week. It happened on Monday. He's going to stay in prison a lot longer than he expected, I'm guessing. Marvin Thomas, a.k.a. Murda, as in murder, is Murda, they like to call him, is charged with attempted murder. He blamed mental illness and voices in his head. apparently. The officer who was beaten had a fractured skull and 20 stitches. The Correction Officers Union pointing the finger at New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio for letting the system fall apart.
Well, speaking of New York City citywide officials, New York City public advocate Jemani Williams says the flooding and water from what's left of Hurricane Ida is no joke. He took to Twitter just after midnight asking residents to stay put if possible. Williams blamed the severe weather on a combination of climate change and infrastructure that really wasn't ready. He's asking residents to adhere to the state of emergency, adding, "We'll figure out the best way forward later this morning."
All righty, and it is time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. We'll get to some business news as well coming up momentarily. Frank, do you want to do your business now?
I certainly, I'm happy to.
Go ahead. Sorry, all right. I jumped the gun.
That's all right. I know it's an exciting Jet Set Juliet report today. A lot of people fantasizing about being in drier land. So,
yeah.
At the closing bell, the Dow was down 48 points. The S&P 500 was up a point, and the NASDAQ jumped up 50 points. Two consumer groups are accusing the insurance industry of shortchanging drivers on pandemic rebates. Many policyholders all but stopped driving during the pandemic lockdowns, and some insurance companies gave rebates. The Consumer Federation of America and the Center for Economic Justice say insurance companies pulled in $42 billion in excess premiums, but rebated only $13 billion. An auto insurance company trade association says money the consumer groups call profits is mostly used to handle claims, service policies, and pay taxes and regulatory fees. A federal judge is granting conditional approval to OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma's request to dissolve itself as part of a bankruptcy reorganization. The plan shields from future opioid crisis litigation members of the Sackler family who own Purdue Pharma. They will have to pay out more than $4 billion to address the opioid epidemic, which has killed over 500,000 Americans. In announcing his decision yesterday, U.S. bankruptcy judge Robert Drain called it a bitter end to the case as he wished claimants were getting more money out of it. The plan would dissolve Purdue Pharma and move its assets to a new company owned by a trust rather than the Sackler family members. Juliet?
Thank you. It's time for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. You can follow me at Jet Set Juliet on Twitter and Instagram. Start with some breaking news. Yet another slap on the wrists of the unvaccinated. You're not welcome inside certain places around the country. You've been asked not to take cruises. And now the CDC has announced you probably shouldn't travel at all, at least not over Labor Day. Officials aren't mandating that you don't travel, obviously, but they're gently warning you not to. The agency points to the fact that unvaccinated people have caused another surge. We're now seeing around 160,000 new cases a day of COVID, the Delta variant. And many of those cases are quite serious, landing an extraordinary number of people in hospitals, especially down south and in areas where vaccination rates are low and coincidentally in areas where people like to go on vacation, like Florida, for instance. Hospital beds are a rarity in some states or just plain non-existent, making it really bad for those who need emergency care, people who have been vaccinated but are dealing maybe with some other life-threatening malady, or people who haven't been vaccinated who are dealing with some other life-threatening malady. Officials say vacations surrounded by family, friends, and strangers is a recipe for ongoing disaster. And the island of Cyprus is a fascinating place where many of the world's cultures and religions have left their mark. I was actually there on this very day back in 2017 for my brother's wedding. It's not far from Israel. It's actually a quick trip from Israel where he was based as a journalist. And I remember him telling me, oh, no, you're going to love it because it's got this incredible beach. The water is amazing. And in fact, every year it tops the list for the world's cleanest bathing water. But not today. A giant oil slick the size of New York City is inching closer and closer to the tourism hotspot. I mean, it might actually have reached the shores, the northern shores of the island. The spill came from a refinery in nearby Syria. Experts say it's a disaster not only for tourism, but also for the delicate marine ecosystem there, more importantly. And speaking of Vegas, if you're planning to head there this fall, bring your beer appetite. MGM Resorts is celebrating the second season of the Las Vegas Raiders and the first with actual fans on site with a new immersive tailgate experience on the Strip. It's, I guess, one giant tailgate party. And finally, the Scarlet Lady is the first ship in Virgin Voyages. It's a new cruise line brought to you by Richard Branson of Virgin fame. They announced now their second ship, the Valiant Lady. It's spring 2022 itinerary. Virgin Voyages' first ship, the Scarlet Lady, made her debut in August in the UK. She is sailing 6 UK sailings around the English Channel this summer, and it's the first of 4 Virgin ships. The second one, Valiant Lady, is joining the fleet next year. We have the spring 2022 itineraries, including stays in Spain, Portugal, the UK, and Belgium. If you're interested, just go to virginvoyages.com. And that is your Jet Set Julia travel update for today.
All right. Well, let's get a look at sports. Hey, by the way, before we get to sports, I want to remind you that if you want to walk with Juliet and me in the upcoming Tunnel to Towers Siller Foundation walk in order to raise some money for families of first responders who are killed in the line of duty or military servicemen that are killed in the line of duty, you can go to wabcradio.com/walk, and there are five on-air personalities that you can choose to walk with or make a contribution to. Just click on our picture, and you can make a contribution of any amount that you want, and you can also register to walk with us yourself. So wabcradio.com/walk. Matt Sapienza has all the sports.
Thanks, Frank. And now here we go with your Peerless Boilers sports report. The Mets are looking to continue their winning streak against the Miami Marlins tonight, 7 down at Citi Field. Good thing they didn't play yesterday. The Yankees did, of course, but they didn't have any rain to worry about because they were in Anaheim, California. The sunshine may have brought the Bronx Bombers some good luck, though, because they snapped their 4-game losing streak with a 4-1 victory over the Los Angeles Angels. Gerrit Cole racked up a season-high 15 strikeouts over 7 excellent innings to earn his AL-leading 14th victory. Aaron Judge hit his 30th homer of the season, and Luke Voit had a 2-run single for the Yankees, who had won 13 straight before their skid. Cole extended his career-best scoreless streak to 21 and 2/3 innings before David Fletcher delivered a RBI double in the 6th for the Angels, whose 3-game winning streak ended. Shohei Ohtani struck out 3 times against Cole. This report is brought to you by Peerless Boilers. They do make America's best boilers. You can check them out at peerlessboilers.com. With sports at 15 and 45, I'm Matt Sapienza, WABC Sports. Back to you guys.
Thank you very much, Matt. We have the hero of the day, Joe Nolan, who is joining us from his vacation because of all the serious traffic stuff going on right now. Good morning, Joe.
Well, you know, on Route 46 out there in New Jersey, Julia, crosses the Passaic River a bunch of times. And in many, many spots, it is shut down this morning. And again, if you look at these towns, that's pretty much what we're saying, is that it's closed down pretty much everywhere it crosses the Passaic River. Little Falls, in Netcong, and in Clifton, and in Hasbrook Heights. Route 18 is closed in both directions in New Brunswick. Both ways, Route 22 shut down in multiple spots. 206 is shut. Hillsborough to Raritan Borough also. You're closed on 1 and 9 between Elizabeth and Linden. One, just plain old Route 1 is closed in Plainsboro. Then in Monmouth Junction, multiple closures on 35, 36, and 37. There's a jackknife trailer eastbound on 78 between 13 and 15. Full closure both ways on the Cross Bronx, on the Deegan, on the West Shore. Also, you got problems on the New England Thruway southbound 19B to 18. That's shut. All the parkways in Westchester, you can expect closures all over the place. Still no New Jersey Transit, still no Metro North, and pretty much only extremely limited service on the Long Island Road westbound into Penn Station and the subway. Same sort of thing. These are completely suspended. The 3, the B, the C, the E, the G, the M, the J, the W, and the Z. And alternate side of the street parking rules again today are in effect. And this report is the service of Anthem Blue. Anthem Blue Cross and Heart of America are helping schools across the country increase their access to healthy food. Learn more. EmpireBlue.com/NY Liberty. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77. WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe. Yep. Couple other news things to get to. Of course, we're keeping an eye on what's happening with the weather, and I want to get to that from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. We've got a flood warning from now until about 6:30 a.m. This is going to be pretty rough. I think it's going to be in certain areas of our listening audience. So just be careful when you're out there driving. As Joe has told you, it's probably the best idea to just go home, straight home. Turn around. Don't go into work today if you can avoid it. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, again, we're looking at pretty decent weather, I have to say, in New York City and the surrounding areas. Starting this afternoon, we've got a shower possible early. Some clouds this morning giving way to generally sunny skies in the afternoon. Tonight, things will clear up significantly, and that will bring us into a beautiful day tomorrow. Mostly sunny skies, a high of 74 degrees. And on Saturday, we're looking at 78 degrees with just lots of sun. Looks absolutely beautiful. Fairly low humidity, not too bad. Saturday night, we're also looking at a decent night, partly cloudy skies. No big deal. Nice night to be out, I have a feeling. And on Sunday, unfortunately, we're going to see some showers in the morning, and those will clear up by the afternoon, although we may have some showers in some areas. On Monday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and a high of 82. So all in all, not so bad over the next few days. Maybe some showers here and there, but nothing like we saw overnight and yesterday. 62 right now in New York City.
We'll have a whole lot more headlines coming up.
Thank you very much, Jim. It doesn't seem like a Jim. Seems like he should be a Gary or something like
Let's
that.
Let's call him Gary. What's he going
to
do?
I'm sure he'd appreciate it. Do we need to get to something? What am I missing?
I'm very befuddled
today.
Yeah, no, we're all good. You know, let me tell
I'm
you
a little crazy today.
I hear
be
you.
Honest with you.
I hear you. The whole world's crazy with all this flooding as well. It looks like many people think the country is on the wrong track. A new survey puts the number at 61%, with the same amount unhappy with President Biden's decision in Afghanistan. But the Politico Morning Consult poll finds 47% are satisfied with his overall performance, while 49% say they're not.
And is Sid going to be joining us?
Yes, absolutely. Sid Rosenberg, give us a preview of what's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show. Sid is texting. Feverishly.
Okay. We hate to bother you.
I know. I'm waiting. There we go. The mic had to get put on. But good morning, everybody. How's everybody today?
Great.
We got a busy show today. We're going to start with my friend Chris Marmondo, who is in the show Gravesend with me. Very entertaining guy. And went to prison for a couple of years, actually, and came out of prison and was able to make that transition from prison life to everyday life, and is now enjoying really, really good success as an actor. He's been in a bunch of stuff, including a show on Channel 7 for a couple of years with, 50 Cent.
Oh.
So Chris Marmondo will join us at 7:40.
Dare I ask what he went to prison for?
Yeah, he killed like 50 people.
No,
nothing big. I mean, no, I don't know. I believe it was a white-collar crime.
I've
never asked him that, yes. Sure. Then, very excited about this. This is the greatest impressionist in the history of humans at 82 years old.
Rich Little?
Yes.
Wow.
Rich Little coming on at 8:05, and he'll do everybody. Johnny Carson, George Bush, of course, Richard Nixon, John Wayne, all those great impressions. So Richard Little will join us at 8:05 this morning. Of course, it is a Thursday. That means Bill O'Reilly will be here at 8:40. And then we'll talk to your buddy, Joe Borelli, coming up at 9:25. So Chris Marmondo, Rich Little, Bill O'Reilly, and Joe Borelli. That is a powerhouse show.
I was getting updates from Joe Borelli at 1 a.m. yesterday. He was helping our neighbor, because we live in the same neighborhood, remove like 2 feet of sewage from his basement. Because all of the houses in, I'm sure this is what's waiting for me when I get home, all of the houses in our area are just flooded to the gills.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, my cabbie, Gene, my limo driver, shows up every morning at 4:30. I walked outside this morning at 4:25. He had the mats out of the car. He was cleaning down the back seat. Somehow or another, the actual car got flooded. No open windows. No issues with that. But the whole inside of the car got flooded. And he had to clean up for like an hour and a half just to pick me up at 4:30 this morning. So there are issues everywhere. The subways were a mess. Every borough is a mess. So a lot of cleanup. Today, when you walk outside this morning, for the first time in a lot of months, it feels like autumn in New York City.
Now, that's certainly true. All right, tune into the Bernie and Sid show without Bernie coming up at 6 o'clock. You'll get to hear Chris Marmondo, fresh from prison, Joe Borelli, perhaps on the way to prison, and Bill O'Reilly, make your own judgments. All right, quite a bit of other stuff. And we want to thank Peerless Boilers for making the Sid preview of the Bernie and Sid show available to us. Quite a bit of other stuff in the news. Let me talk to you about the situation in Brooklyn. The NYPD is investigating the shooting death of a Brooklyn man just steps away from his home. Authorities say 38-year-old Dewell Collins was found with several gunshot wounds to the torso. It happened at the corner of Creer Place and East 92nd Street around 5:30 Wednesday evening. He was taken to Brookdale Hospital, where, unfortunately, he was pronounced dead.
If you're a Biden fan, don't try ordering eggs sunny side up at Angie Ugarte's Diner. The Florida restaurant owner has gone quite dark down there in the Sunshine State. Ugarte hates the president and those who support him so much that she has posted a sign on the front door of the shop telling people to take their business elsewhere if they support the administration that she says is complicit in the deaths of servicemen and women. Ugarte says the DeBarry Diner is the place to go for a great Cuban sandwich, and it's the ultimate destination for delightful family meals. Just don't bring your Biden supporters.
All right. Well, we're going to get a look at traffic and transit on the sevens with Joe Nolan. Before we get there, though, let me tell you what's happening in the state of New Jersey for you parents. Unvaccinated students in Jersey could be subject to weekly COVID testing. Governor Phil Murphy's administration floated the idea yesterday. NJ.com reporting the program would be optional since parents and guardians have to give consent before their child is tested. Meantime, teachers and school staff are required to get vaccinated or they will be subject to weekly testing.
And it's time now for Joe Nolan to tell us a little bit about what's going on with the traffic situation now that people are allowed to move around the area, the tri-state area. What's happening, Joe?
Well, the biggest problem that we got this morning, obviously, there's flooding everywhere, but also you have problems with abandoned vehicles and also just debris, in some cases mud in the roadways. So you've got that issue as well. Cross Bronx closed both ways. White Plains Road to the Bronx River Parkway. Deegan is closed south of Van Cortlandt Park. Inbound on the LIE, two lanes are out at Springfield Boulevard, and outbound two lanes out of Queens Boulevard for flooding. Same thing on the West Shore northbound between interchanges 4 and 5. Now, you got plain old flooding on the eastbound Jackie Robinson at Cypress Hills, one lane out on the Belt right by the Gowanus, and also on the Whitestone Expressway at 20th Avenue. Now, up to the north, all lanes are closed in multiple spots on the Bronx River Parkway, the Cross County, the Hutch, and the Sawmill. Also, as you travel on the New York State Thruway, all lanes are closed both ways between interchanges 12 and 13. Jersey Transit, no service system-wide. Same thing on Metro North, extremely limited on the Long Island Railroad, and suspensions, full suspension on the 3, the B, the C, the E, the G, the M, the J, the W, and the Z. Alternate side is going to be, again, in effect today. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 WABC.
The U.S. Capitol Police are preparing for a planned September 18th rally in support of rioters arrested for attacking the Capitol back on January 6th. The rally, headed up by former Trump campaign official Matt Brainerd, is dubbed Justice for J6. The D.C. Metropolitan Police is activating the entire force ahead of the rally.
The head of the Catholic Church threw some shade on the West, but in doing so, he made a little bit of a bumble. Pope Francis was speaking with a Spanish radio station recently, and he was talking about the situation in Afghanistan. He criticized countries like Britain and the U.S. for trying to establish a democracy in Afghanistan by using a quote that he says was from German President Angela Merkel. Specifically, he said, "Nations shouldn't impose their values on others without taking into account historic, ethnic, and religious issues and traditions." But it turns out, though, that the quote came during a meeting that involved Merkel, but it was actually uttered by Russian President Vladimir Putin last month during that meeting. And it was a visit by Merkel to Moscow. And speaking of the Pope, the 84-year-old is denying reports that he plans to retire in December on his 85th birthday. As you know, you probably know this. He underwent surgery recently, and some say he was considering hanging up his papal regalia for good, but he is denying the rumors. He says it never even crossed his mind.
That would be something if we had two retired popes walking around and then a total of three popes. That'd be something. All right. Well, that about does it. I hope everybody drives safely. I hope everybody takes caution. If you don't have to drive, as Joe Nolan has been saying, don't drive. Stay tuned to the Bernie and Sid show for an action-packed 4 hours featuring Sid Rosenberg. Juliet and I will be back tomorrow. Have a great day.
See ya.